Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. I am your host, Joan, and it is yet another Thursday. Welcome, and I'm so glad you can join me today for this new episode. Many changes have been occurring, of course. And, of course, there have been some postings about some of these changes where you can find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk. Go ahead and like the page and follow along. Join like-minded souls, friends, strangers to talk about and share your thoughts on the various topics that we talk about here. Also, if you're not interested in following on Facebook, but you have a Blog Talk account, then go to blogtalk.com and add your favorite show, Real Metaphysical Talk, and follow there. All right, now that we've got all the basics out of the way, okay, yes, we are still going through Mercury retrograde, and we have on the horizon, this coming Tuesday, a full moon. Well, of course, what we're finding is the energy. I had mentioned before that the energy is calm. The energy is a lot calmer than before, but it is seeming to feel chaotic. It's feeling as if we're being pulled in all these directions. We're getting information from everywhere, trying to filter and decipher what we need. Imagine talking to someone who has been caffeinated and is over energetic, and they just, well, maybe me, they continue to talk and give out information, and you don't know what to say or how to respond, but they're just giving more and more and more, and you just want to kind of grab them by the shoulder and say, all right, slow down. That's what this is feeling like right now. We've got all this stuff coming at us. We don't know what to think. We're trying to formulate our ideas, our beliefs, our thoughts. We're seeing new information. The truth is being revealed. Which I had mentioned before with this Mercury retrograde, a lot of the truths are coming out. We are starting to show our true selves, not in a bad way, but we're beginning to own who we are. We're beginning to own our beliefs. We're beginning to own or continue to own and stand in our truth and say, all right, this is who I am. And we're okay with making a few changes. We're okay with saying, you know what, I used to think like this, and now I'm going to think like that. And now, before, during Mercury retrograde, people would say, let's not change. There's no change. We cannot change. This Mercury retrograde allows us to say, it's okay to change directions, to change your belief, and to start on something new, especially with this full moon. We had the new moon, which allowed us 2 weeks ago to say, all right, my ideas, we got to plant some new seeds. We're planting our new garden. Now, this full moon, we always have this cycle, in and out, in and out. The full moon, it helps us to bring things to an end, culmination, with our new beliefs, with our new belief structure, with our new thought process. We can now say, all right, well, this no longer serves me or my better good, so it's got to go. It has to move. It's okay. I've been doing the research and looking things up and finding out specifically on this full moon. What I find interesting is with this full moon, it really reiterates the whole Mercury retrograde process. And I know I keep talking about it, and it's not that I'm harping on it, but it's a reminder. A lot of people use the excuse, oh, well, this bad thing happened because of Mercury retrograde. But this is such a good time to just revamp things and recreate and start fresh with the ideas that you've been building on. You know, if you're creating, the greatest example is if you're creating a masterpiece. You're painting a picture, and you decided, okay, so I want to put a tree, and I want to put a bench. But then you decide as you're painting, well, the bench doesn't look quite like a bench, so I'm just going to make it a stone, a big giant rock, because it didn't quite formulate. So this picture is as if we are living, and this Mercury retrograde is the time of looking at that picture and deciding, well, what can I do? I used to like trees. I need to make more trees, or I can make it into something else. I can make it's now time to rewrite what you have going on. Take this time to say it's okay. You know, I've got this new change. It's going to be a little bit hard. We're all learning. We have to learn about how to make things new, how to make things fresh. And we can do that this time. Now with the full moon, we have the full moon in Sagittarius, which is happening. Where did I put that? It is happening Tuesday, June 2nd at 12:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time for that matter. And this moon, this full moon is in Sagittarius. What does this mean? The sun's in Gemini, the moon is in Sagittarius. Well, it is responsible, this axis is responsible for communication, growth through knowledge, short and long trips, your friends, any paperwork that you might have, anything that is in the spirit of justice, fairness, getting things even, level, so to speak. Almost like a little karmic event. The universe take care of things. The important thing is, what are we going to learn from these events, from any events that transpire? So if you have something big happening right now, don't fret that it's happening right now because you've had this in the works. It's not something that has just come out of the ordinary. You can be surprised with the truth in some situations where it is revealed. But for the most part, you should have events happening right now that have been in the works for quite some time. What are we learning from what is happening now? Looking back, taking this time to look back to say, how did I get here? What brought me here? We don't want to spend too much time looking towards where we came from, but we want to look towards what certain events allowed us to get here, and was there a piece of information that I might have missed? Is there something that I'm not hearing or seeing? And what can I learn? What do I know from what happened in the past? What can I learn now? The energy of this full moon induces more intense feelings. And you can feel very restless, angst, anxiety, or the even opposite of optimism, confidence, and elusiveness. This time with this moon makes you want to feel like you need to be recognized as an important person, either with your social circle, your group of friends at work, maybe the need for that need for recognition for intellectual or professional purposes. But you also need to have you feel the need for free thought, for creativity, for voicing your opinion, voicing your truth, and keeping things moving. There are desires for freedom that can drive us towards long-distance territories, and you can feel like, okay, let me put myself way out there. I'm getting out of here. I need to create my boundaries. I'm moving. I'm just continuing the flow. That's the Sagittarius thing. Let's travel. Let's move. Let's keep going. Let's go. Carefree. You know, get straight into the point. But I've got to keep moving. Upbeat. Sagittarians can be somewhat comical, and they're like comic relief, but they do like to get things done, go straight to the point, cut to the truth. Well, with this, let's see. I'm looking for something specific. Here we go. With this full moon, some of the great ideas for full moon manifesting. New moons are times for planting seeds, remember? And now we want to harvest what happened 6 months ago. So back in December, when we were thinking, all right, here we are creating, 6 months out, here we are in June. What are we planning? Are we planning our next vacation? Here we are. This is, let's see, that's for new moon. So what did we plan back in December? Was it a vacation, the greatest vacation ever? Was it a happiness project such as this is what I want to do, this is how I want to create my life, this is what these are the changes I'd like to make? Is it something that we put out on the web like a blog? Did we create something that way, writing down our thoughts and ideas? Did we work on self-help, like in health? Are we exercising more? Are we reaping the benefits of the exercise regime that we started 6 months ago? Or are we thinking, why didn't I start that 6 months ago? I'm not feeling all that good. Also, are we looking for our wisdom in unusual places? Meaning, okay, so we always go to the library back. Okay, maybe people my age. Kids nowadays do not go to the library, and if they do, it's very rare. But are we looking for knowledge? Are we looking for truth? Are we looking for new information in different locations? Are you actually going to a yoga class, something that you've never done before? Are you going to the recreation centers in your city and learning something different? It doesn't have to be metaphysical, but if you're looking for how to, anything, are you going to different places? Are you meeting different people? Are you expanding your horizons? That is the time to get this done. Now, what else? Note that with this Mercury retrograde as well as the full moon, Sagittarians feel more confused than ever. Of course, a lot of us do feel more confused, especially depending on where it is in your chart. So what we are doing right now is basically focusing on our truths, opening our eyes to what is around us, and seeing what has been hidden. This is something that started back, let me see here, back in, it said this would be the conclusion. Actually, I'm reading now, this would be the conclusion of the new moon on December 3rd, 2013. So whatever began is becoming to a climax now. So a full year, all of 2014. Great. Okay. So as I mentioned in the show, we're looking to look back, to move forward. Mercury retrograde, we have the perfect time. Stones for retrospection. We can sit here and obsess over what we have going on. It's just time to clear out. It is time to remove people, places, and things that no longer serve you. It is time to say, you know what, it's okay for me to be happy. It's okay for me to feel sad. I want you to feel all the emotions. We're allowed to feel all the emotions. This is what brings us here on this earth. That's what differentiates us as humans versus the higher self and people on the other side. We experience emotions. Yes, our loved ones who have passed can feel emotions. But we experience them differently. We get super hyper-focused on one thing. two things. We get obsessed, we get super angry and lose sight of the whole entire situation. We're in that moment. And with this time, we are able to reflect and go back and say, all right, where did I come from? Where did I come from 5 years ago? Where was I 3 years ago? And is this a seed that I planted? You know, you may be angry or upset or having a difficult time now, but if you look back, you'll find that you actually planted the seed. You said, okay, I want to be in a new job. As I mentioned before, when you create and you're manifesting, are you being specific? Is this job someplace that will take you, is this one level that will take you up to a next level or to a different level? Go sidestepping, go to the left, go to the right, moving forward. This is a time to accept where we are. I'm getting this information, like I'm hearing this as if I need to share it, because I think we all need to hear it. I know some people are thinking, oh man, she's rambling on. She's one of those people, it's the confused Sagittarian moon. It's the time of Gemini. Everything is just haywire and Mercury is retrograde and she's just spewing off. And okay, so I'm just giving you what I'm feeling. And I feel like I need to say these words because some of us need to hear it. We need to be reminded that it's okay to say, well, I really wanted my life to be in a certain way, but it didn't end up the way I thought it would be. It happens. You know, you thought you would be in love with that girl that you were with, and she's no longer around. Okay, well, or she's not being the princess that you've made her out to be, or the job that you're having is not taking you where you need to be. It's not exactly what you thought it would be. You don't feel like you're growing, or you know you've learned something. In your review, you don't regret the choices that you've made. But you say, okay, I see what I've asked for. I see where I've put myself. What can I do to change this? Where do I want to go? Once you make the decision of where you want to go and what you plan on doing, doors will start to open. Windows will start to open. The cards will start to unfold. It's as if you're looking in the box and then the box just starts to open on the other side. When you first look in, that box is closed, meaning you're looking into the top and you see the opposite side of the box, closed and dark. You see the four walls on the left, the right, the bottom, and the top. You're looking in the only open. You're looking into this box. If you have accepted where you are at and you have got, you put yourself where you're exactly where you want to be. Once you've decided, now the decision is, where do I go from here? What's next? Start to create. Start to experience. You need to find something new. What are your likes? What are your loves? What are your interests? Pick something completely different that is of interest to you, whether it be learning a new hobby, meeting new people. Just one little change. It's going to, like I said, when you're looking in that box, the back of the box will open, the sides will fall away. You will start to see a new world, a new vision, a new perspective, changing what you have now. And it's a slow build because, again, now's the time to create. Create better, bigger, better. And you can, it doesn't have to be bigger. It can be simpler. But we're looking for straightening up and cleaning up and making things, I don't want to say easier, but it will feel better. We'll feel happier. We'll feel reassured. I'm trying to avoid the word complete. Ourselves, individually, we are complete. We don't need another person to complete us. We don't need something to complete us, because we are already whole. But what we need to find is our happiness. And if we find ourselves that we are complaining, that we're focusing on our negativity, we're focusing on what's going wrong, or we just, oh, I can't believe this person did this. Why does this always happen to me? We all do it at some point. We don't catch ourselves in the moment. Sometimes we do. And sometimes it's a result of what is around us. But we need to stop and say, okay, what can I do to change this? We look back. We look back to what happened. We can look back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. What if? What if? What if doesn't exist? Because it's what is. No more what ifs. We know what got us here. It's okay to review what happened. It's okay to say, all right, I know where I came from. Remember those happy times. What made you happy in those times? Not what made you angry. We know what made us angry. Because in that moment, what we were thinking, we were thinking that way based on the information that we knew. But let's go back and look at what made us happy. What can we build on from that? That's what is going to drive us forward. Change is inevitable. Change is happening every day. Find that happy place. If you are having difficulties where you find that you cannot or feel that you are being a slowpoke, is the best way I can put it. You're spinning your wheels. You don't know that you're going forward. You don't feel like you're going anywhere, but you know things are happening around you and you just feel like you've fucked up. You've frozen. Find a physical place where you can retreat. And do one or two things that just, you know, if it means taking some time to listen to some music, you have a book that you used to read that takes you, you know, makes you feel good. Is there an old book that you used to look at? Even if you go back to an old childhood book and reread it. I know in the Northern Hemisphere, we've got, pull out a Christmas book. Pull out a holiday book. Something that makes you feel good. Go find that movie and watch that movie for the next hour and a half and get yourself to that happy place. Listen to that music, the one that you used to put in your car and ride around on the cassette tape. And yes, I said cassette tape, or even, you know, the old 8-track. And the one that used to ride around with the windows down and used to blast it. It'd take you back to that time where you were hanging out with old friends. Get that feeling back, but find it now. We can't go backwards. We can always remember what we had. We can build on what we had. Because it's not about the what ifs. It's about what is. We have our past. We'll always have a future. But what is right now. Make the best of it. Try to remain positive. You know, like I said, find that one thing. If it makes you happy, let go of the bad things that have happened today, whether it be today, tomorrow, the next day. But let go of what happened earlier from 1 minute to the next. Okay, what can I do to make it better? Make yourself happy, then the happiness will come to you. Basic law of attraction. Yes, today's show is all about looking back to move forward. Mercury retrograde, full moons, using what we have around us. I started talking about stones. I don't know that I have any, they're all useful depending on what you're looking for. If you need the energy, if you need something commanding, my favorite is carnelian, you know, giving you that power and strength. You need something for love and compassion, obviously. Ruby is for passion. Love in general, our favorite rose quartz. Grounding is probably the best thing that we can do right now. Use your hematite, use your black stones, obsidian, jet. Any of the brown stones we want to ground with. But if we can get grounded, whether it be walking barefoot, whether it be sitting in the grass, making sure that we're not kind of all flighty. But like I said, worry about the what is, worry about the right now. We worry about what we can do to make ourselves happy. There will be no worries. That's simple as that. Yeah, it sounds simple. Application is always the hardest. We can sit here and talk about it, and I can go back, forwards, in, inside, and out, and say, well, you know, I could have done this. Could have, would have, should have. No, they don't exist. Because it's what you did. What I did. What he did. And what she did. We're all going to have times where things don't exactly work out the way we would like them to be, the way we planned. But we kind of need to throw caution to the wind and say, you know what? Let's just wing it. Sometimes the map has to be thrown out the window and we just need to get in the car and drive. Drive on this crazy road of life. Yes, I'm throwing out all kinds of different things for you. But just continue to drive and enjoy the scenery. Know that you have a plan in the back of your mind that these are the places you'd like to stop on that road. But you'll get there some way, somehow. If it means going to Albuquerque to come back around to Chicago and down to Miami. Yeah, that's a long ways to go when you could just go straight across. But sometimes we need to take the back road, like I said. Not about the what ifs. What I coulda, shoulda, woulda. It's about the what is, where we're at now. And be gentle. When, if, and when you are affecting other people, be gentle in your presentation. Be gentle. Be positive in your approach. Because we're standing in our truth. Own your truth. It will come off compassionate. It'll come off gentle. And in the end, we'll definitely be happier. Because if you honor your truth, you'll honor others' truth. And do what's best for you as well as best for everyone else. Thank you so much for joining me as we look back. By the way, just want to say a shout out to an old friend, Alex. So 3 years ago, this past week, he and I started together as a tag team under another name, but still we were talking real metaphysical talk. Shout out to Alex. Thanks. Love you. I appreciate the start, and now I continue on with this legacy of real metaphysical talk here on Blog Talk Radio. Look forward to meeting you all on Facebook. See me there. And on our next episode, my name's Joan. We'll talk to you soon.